We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It is 7 o'clock. You are listening to Consolidation. It is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. Primarily, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's north side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. That number again, less messed up, 412-321-1834. Moving on to other live music happening in our city tonight. You can go to Roboto Project and catch a motorcycle right outside the window. And catch Madam Reaper with the book club and Lorelei Page. Lucy Dacus will be at the Benedum Center tonight. The Cactus Blossoms will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's along with Devin Toole and Stephen Harms. Total Wife is at Government Center along with Mila Culpa, Velvet Overkill, and Vireo. Spirit Lodge is hosting actors along with Leather, Soft Vein, and DJ Eric Scary. Zenadelphia will be at Thunderbird. World's Scariest Police Chases are going to be at the Poetry Lounge, along with American Television and Latecomer. Tomorrow night, Roger Humphreys and RH Factor are playing at Con Alma. Straight Decline is at Government Center along with Turtle Park, Urban Doctors, and So Twisted. Sonido Gallo Negro will be playing at Spirit Hall. The Magic Beans will be at Thunderbird along with the Mike Ganter Trio. Crypt Sermon and Black Tusk. That starts at 3 in the afternoon. So if you show up at normal rock time, you will have missed like half the bill. Friendly Spectres will be at Roboto Project along with Sherry. Another band name that I need more mouth practice on, because goodness sakes. On Sunday, Shonen Knife is playing at Preserving Underground along with Pack AD. Home Is Where is at Spirit Hall along with X-Pilots and United Stare. If you, your band, your social engagement, your artistic endeavor, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, please send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct is the place to send that. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that right now millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. So, last week, right after I had finished recording my show, have not been doing this show live in the studio for, well, since the pandemic when we couldn't, and it turns out that I do a better show if I have more time to work on it. But anyway, last week after I had finished my show, I found out that Thomas Lindbergh had died. Thomas Lindbergh, probably most known for being the singer for At the Gates, but he had been a singer and guitar player in a whole mess of bands. There was a stint where he didn't seem to stick in any band for any serious amount of time. He'd be in there for like 6 months, maybe 2 years, and then gone. And now he's gone. He was the first metal singer that I tried to emulate. I cannot, or at least I cannot for more than, you know, maybe 5 minutes at a time, and then I cough for about 15 minutes and then just basically can't talk for the rest of the night. But, you know, he was the man, and seeing...